Blog Talk Radio.
This is Leo from Talk Sports Philly with another edition of Talk Sports Philly Radio, and today we have a special guest on the show. His name is Damon Feldman, and he is a fight promoter and deals with a lot of different events in the Philadelphia fight scene. How are you doing today, Damon?
Great. Thanks for having me on, man.
You're very, very welcome, and I'm glad that you came on to speak with us. Now, you've been involved in a lot of different things in the Philadelphia area, especially recently. You've done the TV promoter talk show. You've been doing celebrity boxing and involved in the Philly fight scene. Can you give us a little background about yourself and, how you got involved with the Philadelphia fight scene?
Sure, man. I'm best known worldwide for doing all the celebrity fights with controversial fights from Tonya Harding to Jose Canseco to Rodney King, So it's like on and on. I have all these, I've done 77 of these. I'm also really into the pro boxing because I was an undefeated professional fighter, 9-0. Got injured in an accident outside the ring, and I got back into promoting. And, my history lies from my father, Marty Feldman, who he trained 7 world champions and it was a passion, man. I used to go to the gym with my dad, and I just loved the opportunity to be able to get in there and box. I just fell in love with it from the first day I saw it. And I won the Junior Olympic Championships, got in the pro, went 9-0, and that was it. Then I'm in the promoting, got out at the right time, at least I'm able to speak. And, I love the fights, man, the boxing scene. I have a new series coming up with Fight Game Championship Boxing, and so it's real exciting.
Well, now, whereabouts are you located? Were you in Philly that got you into when you started out your boxing career?
Well, say that again. I'm sorry.
Are you from the Philadelphia area? And did you when you did your boxing career, was it within the Philadelphia boxing scene, or was it a national?
Yeah, I started. I was trained at Champs Gym. Bernard Hopkins was there. He's about 10 years older than me, but he's a great guy. He was a great influence on what I do. And I trained at Champs Gym. And, I fought at the Blue Horizon 8 times. I fought at the Civic Center once. And, I've seen it, heard it, done it all in boxing. And, I've worked with, everybody from Larry Holmes, who I'm going to be working with again, to Bernard Hopkins. So it's like, I've had an exciting career, and it was taking me good places. I'm just waiting for the big ones.
Well, hopefully it's going to come along pretty soon. Now, what do you think is so special about the Philly area and fighting? Because it really has, a storied history. A lot of great fighters came out of Philly, and it's known as a fighting town. What do you feel that Philly brings to the fight world?
Well, it's just number one, legitimacy. You have Smoking Joe Frazier's town. Rocky was built here, but you got legends like Bernard Hopkins. Right now you got Danny Garcia here. Brian Jennings fighting for the Undisputed World Heavyweight Championship, which I think is going to dethrone Klitschko. It's just great stuff, man. It's great history. Philly's just a great town. At one time they were packing the arenas out there with 10,000 people every time, every Monday night at the Philadelphia Spectrum. And times have changed, obviously. I'm just trying to really bring it back. Like little gimmicks you have to throw in there, but it ends up, boxing's boxing. MMA is MMA, but boxing's, has history for years and years. And, I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, that's great. Now, we've been doing Talk Sports Philly's been covering the MMA scene over the last couple of years, and that's really exploding, in this area. Are you interested, or are you looking to get into that, or you just stay strictly with the boxing end?
Nah, I'm not interested in it. MMA is good, man. It's more wrestling than anything. I don't boxing's boxing, man. If there's MMA guys who are that good, they would, you know, they'd be world champions in boxers. So that's just the way I look at it. You know, my brother has does a lot of MMA fights at Harris Casino, and I'm just strictly boxing, man, from the workout part of it. So I'm working with Title Boxing Club in Malvern now, the owner, Tim Connors, you know, to work with a heavyweight champion like Larry Holmes. It's just incredible.
Well, let's talk about that. You were saying that you had an event coming up with Larry Holmes and you're going to be working with him. So give us a little background. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, you know, I presented an idea to Larry. Larry's a great guy, and I'm real excited to be working with this guy because, this, you know, you can't get bigger than Larry Holmes. We're doing this new live and performance Hollywood show where it's going to be meet and greet, and, you know, we'll also be, you know, signing autographs, all that meet and greet, and he'll be doing a Q&A about his career and the projector. And, you know, we're really excited about this. It's going to be great. We're kicking a press conference off this Wednesday in Malvern, Pennsylvania, at the Title Boxing Club. We're going to announce that, the Fight Game Championship Boxing Series as well. He's not involved in that. He's just involved in the show. But, yeah, real exciting things happening right now. And I, you know, thank God for all that, man.
And when is the when is it looking like the show is gonna happen with Larry?
Probably June 12th. We're probably gonna do a June 12th part of the boxing event. And, you know, I'm in talks with a couple of venues right now, and I'll be making that announcement very soon.
Oh, great, awesome. Now, you just said that you had a new boxing thing that you're going to be working with, but Larry's not going to be working with you with that. But can you give me a little background on what's going on with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a fight series, the boxing series. Like, you know, it's going to be like shorter rounds, more like UFC, but UFC of boxing. And, you know, that's where, that, you know, I want to give opportunities to these local fighters. Like, people don't understand. You know, you go to the gym, these guys, they don't have any other background. There's nothing to fall back on. I never did. I did everything sheer hustle. I didn't have a college background. Boxing was my life, but I used it into a business sense and tried to make a living out of it now, you know? So, but, you know, I'm just giving opportunities to different fighters, and the series is going to be one like no other, and, you know, I'm going to have a lot of good names, celebrities involved in it, just to promote the brand. And that's what I'm going to be about.
Right. And promoting is a big thing, and bringing your brand up. Now, is this going to be set like a reality-type show that's going to be taped?
Yeah, no. This is just going to be part of my a fight series. You know, I'm going to do it on a company, actually, where it's going to televise and help produce it. It's Synergy Broadcasting and TVByDemand.com. We're going to run the fights on there. And they do a tremendous job. And Mitch Stein and Dave. And we're real close to getting all this together. I'm just really excited, man. I mean, it's a lot coming up here.
It sounds like you're really busy, and you got a lot of things, the pokers in the fire, so to speak. Now,
yeah,
I want to talk
on,
about...
Man.
Yeah. Now, last year you had a TV promoter talk show going on.
I remember
seeing that, and I know you had Vince Papale on, and you know, several other people from the area. Can you give me a little history about that, or what's going on with that?
Yeah. We're going to be actually coming back. I'm looking for a female co-host now. Maybe you can come on and co-host a little bit too. You know, I'm looking for a couple co-hosts. I tape out of Chicken and Pizza in South Philly. And,
great location.
Yeah. So we give businesses the opportunity coming on there, and celebrities, different people. And I'm, you know, since I'm real well known, you know, I try to use that to, you know, establish the press, and have a big over 100,000 social media following. And, you know, I just keep plugging, man. You know, try to make and get a break in the dream, make this all come together, because it's good, man. Life's great. You know, you have the opportunity to do stuff like this to just make a difference in the world. It's incredible.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you have that great Philadelphia blue collar working style that, you know, this city is famous for. And I would certainly love to come down and join you on the show sometime, you know, if the opportunity is available. You know,
sure.
I certainly, you know, like to get involved, and we've been involved here at Talk Sports Philly in the sports world for coming up on 6 years in August. So we're
awesome.
Really excited about the opportunities that have been afforded us and to be a part, you know, of this great sports city and many claim it's the best sports city in the world.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, Angelo Goodell, he's a good friend of mine. I'm a regular on his show. But I love talking sports, man. You know, I'm like every other Philadelphia fan. I mean, boxing is my world, but I cannot wait till the Eagles win. If they win a Super Bowl, I don't know what's going to happen to Philadelphia after that.
I always say that they're going to burn the city down
what's going to happen, man? It's going to be a ruckus, man. I mean, I really hope that Philly, you know, Chip Kelly, you know, is doing his thing. You know, we don't know what this guy's thinking or whatever, but listen, man, the Eagles win a title. This city is going to be brand new. I mean, this is going to be, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's going to be open a lot of doors for a lot of things in the city of Philadelphia. They can win this title. Hopefully this is the year.
Absolutely. And they really, you know, just like you said, everybody wonders what's going to happen when they win the Super Bowl. I think the world's going to, you know, stop rotating or something like that. All eyes will be on Philly. But they really did a lot of Chip really did a lot of shakeup on the team this year. And I've never seen the Eagles, you know, so many trades and so many maneuvers going on. And he really got the fan base, you know, talking, and a lot of people like it, what he's doing, and other people don't like what he's doing, and they're really questioning, you know, what's going to happen next year with the Eagles. So it's really, you know, brings a lot of excitement of what's going to happen this season.
Definitely.
And now with the promoter talk show, did you have any good guests on there? What is some of the highlights of the show that you've had so far?
Well, great. Yeah, and we have like a lot of reality stars. Everybody from Jervis Peterson, he's a reality legend, to, you know, Phil Margera, April Margera from Jackass, and you know, Viva La Bam, Vince Papale and his wife, power couple. Vince is an incredible guy. Yeah, I had three good co-hosts. You know, they were really good. Now I'm just moving on to another, you know, little different scenario. And, yeah, but it's a tremendous guest, like, you know, real estate people from a Danny Salek who's promoting his business to, you know, a guy who wrote a book about infidelity. So it's like really, you know, it's really, you know, interesting show. I love TV, you know, I love doing it. And, hopefully I could bring something to Philadelphia a little better and just, you know, real, like, interesting show where, you know, I could touch all kinds of aspects in different people's lives.
Now what type of advice would you have, you know, for any journalism or people who want to get into broadcasting or doing shows like the TV promoter show that you've done? What type of advice would you give them for people starting out or wanting to do something like you're doing?
Well, number one, if you have a dream, go after it. Don't wait and think someone's going to come and just give you everything, because I did that before. You got to go after what you want. Don't think it's impossible. Just make it happen. You know, if you want to do a TV show, you look at all the aspects, you know, it's easy to do. I mean, it's not easy, but, you know, I have the connections to make it happen. So it's hard work, man. You know, you go after what you want in life. That's what it is. You have one chance in life to live. You got to make the most of it, you know. And
yeah.
A lot of haters out there, a lot of people that want to, you know, hurt you, or just move on, man. You know, I use that as, like, gas in my fuel tank. When I have haters, or I read articles and people are talking bad about me, it used to bother me. Now I'm like, because I was always worried about my kids. I'm also, you know, full-time dad. I take care of my son and daughter. You know, I'm a single dad, but, you know, they're with their moms, and I love taking care of them. I mean, they're my life. And it's just, it's incredible what I'm going through and everything I'm doing. So.
All right. Yeah, that's something I always have to work on too, because when you put yourself out in the public view, you know, you invite criticism, and there's always somebody, you know, who you're going to rub the wrong way or you know, is not going to like what you're doing, and there's going to be a lot of people that like what you're doing. What would you say is some of the either pitfalls or the benefits of being in the public eye that you've had since in your career?
Well, you know, I mean, basically, I've been in it really in the public eye, I guess you should say, since I was a kid because I was a fighter. You know what I mean? Like when I turned professional, mm-hmm. I was 19 years old, and I was like, you know, they were building me to be a star, and they're like, you know, so it was good. You know, I loved it. But, I mean, it's good because it opens a lot of doors. The whole thing is, it comes back is being able to do great for your kids. And, like, I'm able to open doors up where it's going to make my kids easier. You know, I just need to get the big paydays and we'll be good. But,
right.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's good. It's good, you know. But then, you know, I had problems where, you know, the attorney general charged me with doing fixed fights without a license. In the publicity stunt, the guy didn't even know who I was. But then the biggest joke out of all is he ended up becoming governor, and you know he's not a governor anymore. He just out of a job, and I'm still working. You know what I mean? So it's like, but you know, thanks to guys like Angelo Gataldi, you know, even the Preston Steve show, all the gossip writers, you know, they've helped really push my career. I'm not a 9-to-5 guy. I'm a hustler, but a business guy on the things of, because entertainment and sports mix together. And I have dreams and I'm going after it. People like it, hate it, but you know what? I bring craziness and add a little bit of pizzazz to what I do. And, you know, there's always something people will be looking at, or they're going to at least be curious about what my next move is. So it's cool, you know?
Absolutely. You got to make it interesting and keep people's attention, and
sure.
And it certainly seems like you got, you know, all the ingredients to make this successful and you know, hit the big one at some point. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the celebrity boxing that you do, and you've done, you know, a whole host of different celebrity boxing. So give me a little background about that and how you got started, you know, in that.
Sure. I was stuck in my career back in 2007, November. I was like, what am I going to do? So I'm looking around MySpace, and I saw Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci. I said, I wonder if he'll step in the ring. So I emailed him, and he got right back to me. And I was like, take you to do a celebrity boxing match. He told me how much he wanted. I was like, wow, that's it. I was like, done. I did 2,000 people. Bicycle. I haven't gotten in the ring. Did a match, too. And it was just, it was born. It was like a dream come true, man, you know. And it's just, you know, but it's a grind every day. I mean, I'm not rich by any means. I'm on my way to stuff, but, you know, it's a grind. I have dreams, keep going. But celebrity boxing, you know, I started getting different people in. Jose Canseco, he was a big one. Then, you know, Rodney King was cool. Lindsay Lohan, that Michael, Willie Ames, you know, all these reality stars I've done. You know, I just signed the situation from Jersey Shore to a letter of intent. I'm just trying to make that happen. You know, I reached out to the actor Lilo Brancato, but he might be involved in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, I just keep plugging, man. It's great. It's like a reality show in the ring. I love what I do. And, you know, I'm living my dream right now. I just, you know, got to get paid for it.
Right. And how do you go about approaching or finding the celebrities that you want to bring in the matches?
Well, I go after them. You know, I approach them. Usually it's one-on-one. Sometimes, you know, they come to me too now. Because, you know, I'm like a platform. It gives you your 16th minute of fame. And also opens doors up because a lot of media coverage. So Howard Stern's been great to me. He's covered 15 of my events. You know, it helps promote, you know, expand the name Celebrity Boxing. It became, you know, a national name. You know, like, people know Celebrity Boxing, you know, so it's, like, cool.
Right. And I've watched a couple of them. And, you know, I didn't realize, of course, at the time, you know, now that I know you, that you were, you know, the main man behind that. I, you know, you just hear the celebrities' names and you're interested in watching the events. And can you, what were some of the more memorable fights that you saw?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. My favorite fight or?
Yeah. What were some of the favorite fights that you were involved in?
Bonaducci took on Howard Stern's guy, the Reverend Bob Levy. Canseco and Bonaducci actually fought each other. I did a fight with Octomom and Amy Fisher, Joey Buttafuoco, Amy Fisher's husband. I had Coolio fight Jeremy Jackson from Baywatch. Tila Tequila fought for me. I did Battle of Hollywood Mistresses. I actually had two MMA guys fight. I had Kimo Leopoldo from UFC fought Tank Abbott on one of my cards. Pretty interesting fights.
Yeah, I like Tank. I like Tank Abbott.
That's weird.
He was
right?
A big one.
Yeah, I partnered with Alki David in Los Angeles, so it was really cool.
Yeah, I lived out in Hollywood for a little while, so it's definitely a different world when you start getting into the celebrity end.
How old were you out there for?
I was out there for most of the 1990s. I lived off of Melrose Avenue. Yeah, I lived off of Melrose Avenue, and I lived right next to the CBS studios where they do The Price is Right, right off of Beverly Boulevard. I was in Santa Monica and Hermosa Beach, so I had, you know, I did my rounds in the LA area, and then of course, you know, I grew up in South Jersey, and my family had immigrated here from Italy, you know, back in the early 1900s. So my family actually has a big history here in the Philadelphia area. So I came back to my roots.
I'll tell you, man, LA is unbelievable. Santa Monica, it's just, I've done like four fights there. It's great, man. It's like, I just love it there. It's unbelievable, man. It's just, you know, because I went in with a big bang. I went in with an event that was the talk of the town. I had all these crazy celebrity bull fights. And it was like, I'm walking with Sylvester Stallone down North Cannon Drive. Frank ended up being the commentator. It was just great stuff, man.
Yeah, it's almost, I remember when I was living out there, it's just because, you know, you grow up, you know, looking at Hollywood all the time. So you have this image and, you know, all these expectations when you go out there, and it's very glamorous. You know, when you're walking down Rodeo Drive and you're on Hollywood Boulevard and you're hitting the Whiskey a Go-Go and you're, you know, all these Hollywood icons. And the thing I had to get used to is, you know, I was friends with a lot of B actors, C actors, and, you know, and a few A actors. And just running around in the Hollywood scene is like a big high school, really.
It is. You got to have a planning going out there, though. You have to.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that get lost out there, and even I had problems with it. It can be a very lonely city, even though it's, you know, it's a big, huge city. It's got, you know, a lot of people are transplants, and the local people usually keep to themselves. But if you get in with the locals, and the local people in Hollywood and accepted, then, you know, it's really a much smaller world than most people realize, where a lot of people know each other. So I had a good time out there. It was certainly, you know, a good experience.
It's good.
You had a few things that you wanted to plug and talk about. So why don't give you a chance to talk about a few of the things that you want to.
Yeah, no, I'm good. You know, I just got the fights coming up, you know, June 12th. I'm really excited about this new project I'm doing, Fight for Recovery, helping, you know, people that was hooked on, you know, drugs, alcohol. You know, I'm going to give them a platform. You know, I have a lot of guys that fight for me, have been involved in that, and they're clean. And, you know, I'm really excited about this because, you know, it gives them something to look forward to, step in the ring, gives him another positive outlook in life too, you know. So I'm working with this guy Winky Moore, and Eddie and John Mulvina. You know, it's real exciting to be able to work with these type guys because, you know, they take pride in this, man. And, you know, being addicted to something you can't help yourself with, you know.
Right.
And these guys are clean and doing their thing. It's just amazing. So, you know.
So that got to give you a really good feeling to be able to, you know, help people with doing this type of stuff.
Well, definitely. Like, boxing's not just fighting. Like we were talking about Hollywood. You go out in Hollywood, Mark Wahlberg, if you go to Freddie Roach's gym, there's all actors in there. Everybody loves boxing. You know what I mean? Like, you go out there, you're actually puts you out of the bunch. You stick out. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just the way it goes. And it's really cool, man. I mean, and I got other fighting events coming up for SIDS Awareness. This event I'm doing with these two guys, Alan Torres is going to take on this guy, Chris Kelso. Then I got Tony Fusco taking on Mike Davis for the WXE title, you know, April 24th. Just, you know, a lot coming up. Just working, man. I'm trying to get the break. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out to Los Angeles to do these events again. And, you know, my son's a young guy, 8. You know, he's following my footsteps, my daughter. So, you know, when they get a little older, you know, hopefully we move out there, you know.
Well, it's definitely a good spot. I thought about, you know, possibly moving back out there myself at some point. So it's definitely a different environment.
We'll go together
from here. Yeah,
we'll go together.
There you go. You may have a partner in crime there. Now you also are. We here at Talk Sports Philly, we're big and connected with the Philadelphia Soul, and they have their opening home opener coming up next week, and you're going to be involved with that too. So why don't you give us a little detail about what you're doing?
Well, you know, Tim Connor's title boxing club in Malvern is going to be hosting a boxing clinic with Noel Sanchez and Brianna. From the title boxing club, thanks to John Adams, the COO. You know, it's going to be really exciting, man. We're kicking the season off in a boxing clinic in the day, 10:30 to 12. It's a really cool deal. You go on the link on the Soul website, and it's $45. You get the boxing clinic and a free ticket to the game. And I'm real excited to be able to work with John Adams, man. This guy's like, I joke around because I'm like, dude, you're going to be the next Chip Kelly. You're going to be the next Eagles, you know, guy. And he's content. He loves the Soul, man. He's doing a tremendous job. And, I mean, you know, we're going to have a great time there. And I'm friends with, you know, the other owners, Marty Judge, Pete Cherokee, Cosmo DiNicola. I know all those guys. I don't know Craig Spencer, but he's a real nice guy, you know. And I'm just involved with some of these guys, man. It's just, I'm getting an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to just shake hands and rub elbows with all these type people, you know.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah, I know all of them too, Marty and Cosmo and Pete and I think Marcus Colston is a new owner now for the Soul this year.
I didn't get a chance to meet him. Nice guy, I heard though.
And I've really enjoyed the Arena Football, and they do a really great job for the fans. For anybody out there who's listening, these games, they really produce them well. There's always good events going on. They're very community focused, and you get more going to these games than you get to going on any other Philadelphia sports team. They should all treat the fans like the Soul do when you go there, and that's the special thing about the Soul games and the Soul organization that I've noticed since we've been working with them. And it's really a good game. It's really a good game.
It's more than just
game.
A football game, too. It's more than just a football game. It's like an event, you know, the way they put it together. And John Adams, like I said, doing a tremendous job, you know. I mean, it's a great event, though. It's just like, you know, you had – like now he's adding different events onto the games. It's like, it's actually covering every type of person. If you don't like just football, but you like something else, you get a little workout, come back. It's fun. You know, it's all fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is very, very fun to go to. So, you know, I recommend
and this, highly. And not to interrupt you, one more thing. For this weekend, the boxing clinic, the trainer is phenomenal. Noel Sanchez. I told him I'm going to promote him. He's like the next big boxing trainer. Brianna does a trainer, so she brings a female appeal to it. But this is for women, children, males, everything. And, you know, Tim Connors is just doing a tremendous job at the Title Boxing Club, man. He's real excited about this and being part of them. And we have some great things coming up, so you can keep following me on social media, whatever. And, you know, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And we're very appreciative that you came on to talk with us. Now, give us where people can find you, you know, on the internet or how they can connect up to see what you're doing.
Sure. Definitely. You know, I mean, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Damon Feldman or, you know, Hollywood Box, Celebrity Boxing. I'm all over social media, so. And I do, like, interact with a lot of people just because it's very important in business.
Okay. All right. Definitely. And what was I going to say? What time is the boxing clinic starting next week?
10:30 a.m. 10:30 to 12. But they have to sign up through the link on the Philadelphia Soul website. So it's real important they do that. It'd be really cool, man. I think it'd be a fun thing. And Noel's going to do a great job with Brianna, and the Title Boxing Club does a tremendous job.
Well, I look forward to covering it, and I'll see you next week, and I'll certainly when you have other events coming up, make sure you know I'll reach out or you reach out. I would love to cover these events and give you some press work and
definitely.
And that type of thing, and I certainly would like to come on the show when you start it up again this fall. So that would be a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to coming on again.
All right. Well, this is going to end another edition of Talk Sports Philly Radio, and I'd like to give a shout out to. The Philly Sports Cave for your sports memorabilia needs, and also to the Philadelphia Soul, who are starting up next week. Talk Sports Philly is always happy to be covering them, and would also like to give a shout-out to Sin City Signs. A sign without a business is a business with they have a slogan there, a business without a sign is a sign of no business. So anyway, we will talk with you again for another edition of Talk Sports Philly Radio. And thank you again, Damon, for coming on with us. Bye-bye.